Live.com.
Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here live. It is the new year. A happy one to you. I hope your resolutions work out better than everyone else's do. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich, excuse me.
And 1-800-259-9231 is the number. We're here for the remainder of this hour till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't forget, if you're just listening to this show, maybe for the first time, or you think that we're just on Saturday nights, we have 6 nights a week during the week that we're on, and we're available weeknights, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If we're not on in your local area, call your local program directors at your local talk stations and let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. And they'll do the legwork, hopefully.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231 puts you in touch with us, and we'll talk to you about anything, whether it be political or personal. Don't forget, you can log on. Send us an email if you want, ftl@freetalklive.com. Visit the bulletin board system. Over 225 users there, over 2,000 posts for you to look at.
Check out the ladies at the Shrine of Female Listeners, or download the last 6 days' worth of archives. Right there on the side of the page.
On the house. Right there at freetalklive.com. Let's get right to the phones because they're blowing up here. Let's go to George in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. George, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'd just like to let everybody know about the people that are on the welfare system and how these people think it is somebody else's responsibility to take care of all their problems. They eat all they want way more than the average person on food that you're buying for them.
Well, they don't get out of the house enough.
And generally, most of them smoke and don't see that as a problem because they feel as though there's somebody else that is there to take care of their problem.
Well, poor people generally do smoke.
And society actually pays for the people to get gastric bypasses when they've eaten too much. And I can see this as that it does, you know, help to lower their sugar, but then you end up having other problems related to that. You have to give them supplements so they keep their diet right.
I don't care what the reason is. If that's their operation, they should pay for it.
That's right. I think so, too. Well, they should eat less to take care of it rather than...
They should do whatever they want. It's a free country. But if they get an operation, they should pay for it.
Georgia, welfare is a bad idea. You're not going to find any disagreements on this show. What are you going to do about it?
I've written, and I guess one of my biggest problems is that our government pays for really expensive cures that there's very, you know, generic pharmaceuticals for that work just as well, and I think that the pharmacy is in with the government to make sure that this is taken care of, at least in the state of Pennsylvania. And one of the big peeves I have with the government is paying for reversal of tubal ligation. At least the state of Pennsylvania will pay to have that reversed so they can have more children.
Oh,
that
man.
We're paying for.
Wow. That's brutal.
You know, there should be a charity that gives tubal ligations to people on welfare rolls.
I had always, if I won the lottery, that is what I would do with it, actually pay them to have that done.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, the people who are on welfare, they're just like people who are hooked on hard drugs. You know, they get on it, and then it's so difficult for them to get off. Even if they want to, they find that if they go out and they try and get a first-tier job, if they go and get a first-tier job at, like, a McDonald's or something like that, they find out that it won't even pay as much as the welfare does. So they figure, what the hell do I want to get off welfare for? I can't even get paid as much if I go and get a job, even if I wanted to. So welfare, not only does it, welfare has a corrupting influence on people. These people might actually be productive citizens were it not for them getting on welfare in the first place. It's really just a sad, sad situation. And another indicator that we really are becoming a communist nation. George?
Yep.
And he's gone. Let's move on to John in St. George, Utah. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hello.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, talking about this medical insurance.
By the way, you're on with Ian and Manwich on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian Manwich, good to talk to you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Hey, talking about this medical insurance, I think it's one of the biggest shams that ever came down the pike.
What do you mean?
Well,
what's wrong with insurance?
Let's go through it real quick.
Okay.
This year, the average medical insurance policy was $10,000 a year. $10,000 a year. $10,000 a year.
Wait, that's what it costs people?
Yes.
Wow.
My company pays almost $10,000 a year.
Oh my gosh.
As the average.
I don't even make $10,000 in a year.
Well, this is what I'm, you know, when your company buys it for you, you know what I mean?
Right, I got you.
Well, they've had double digit increases 4 years in a row. This year was the first year it broke average, broke 10. That's an average, okay?
Wow.
You're talking, if you keep doing this for another 4 or 5 years, you're going to be, it's over. You're going to be 16 to 17,000. You run it out on a calculator.
Sure.
So it's just a matter of time. And my answer to it is, let's get into it. You know, if I had the money, I'm due to retire here in about 3 or 4 years. I've worked for this company for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
If I had the money that they paid into that.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine the money? I'd be retiring, I figure, about $250,000 that they paid into it. I've used maybe $5,000 over the years.
That's brutal.
And so now here I am getting ready to retire, and I'm going to be out there until Social Security. I'll be about 55. There's 10 years there. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
You're going to have to work as a greeter at Walmart.
There it is. And they could have that money in a medical savings, and then I could look that doctor in the eye. I could look around. Instead of these people running in and just using their insurance, that if it was in their account, they'd be more serious with it.
Oh, I totally agree.
You know,
the problem with medical insurance is, or any kind of insurance, is that it's not really your money anymore. You know,
exactly. It isn't. They don't think it doesn't seem like it's your money, but it really is. It could be in your check.
Yeah,
that money could be in your check.
Sure would be.
Of course, another problem with medical insurance is our government has so many regulations in regards to the medical industry and insurance providers in specifics. Like, for instance, if you're a nun and you want to buy some insurance, your insurance is going to cover abortions because the government mandates that all insurance for specific sets of people cover certain things. Well, why can't we pick and choose? Why can't we have a la carte insurance?
Why can't we have the money in an account that our companies... that our companies pay? Why can't we have that? Put maybe throw a catastrophic thing on the top, and then put that. And then the people that are careful.
Oh, but John, then you'd have to be able to make choices for yourself, and you're not
true.
Capable of doing
you're
that.
Right.
You're just a little citizen. You don't know anything about
you're
insurance.
Right.
You don't know anything about taking care of yourself. How do you think that you can run your life? Bureaucrats should be running your life.
Well, and there'd be no reason for us to be getting into national health insurance here in a year or two. Because we'd be taking care of business.
You mean, you said national health insurance. What you mean is socialist health care.
Exactly. We'd have to, you know, we've got to do that now because we aren't smart enough to take care of ourselves.
The question is, did they put this whole thing in place just so that we'd end up with socialist
medical health care? Oh, I think it started out in the beginning. It's like everything has good intentions, but it has no, the foundation's rotten.
I'll tell you. It's time to get back to freedom in this country, John. Do you think it's possible?
I think we're going to have a hard time.
I think what we need to do is vote with our feet. We need to head to the Free State. Have you ever heard of it?
Vermont? New Hampshire, actually.
New Hampshire, yeah. The Free State Project.
No, I hear you.
That seems to me like the only reasonable answer within our lifetimes to bring back liberty.
Yeah. I'd say, it's just, you know, common sense is out the door, sure.
You're right. It's getting frightening out there. Anything else on your mind, John?
Oh, that's it. It's great to talk to you guys.
Hey, John, we're glad you're listening. We appreciate it. Thanks very much for the call. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. I'm going to be turning 25 this year, Manwich, and I'm uninsured.
Well, yeah, join the crowd. You know, the vast majority of, not the vast majority, there's a large number of Americans that are uninsured. It's a large percentage, and it's growing because... a lot of people have checked out of corporate America, and that's the only group that can afford to pay these huge premiums. Because,
I mean, thankfully I'm 25, and so if I was to, and I'm relatively healthy, so it's one of my things, my resolutions, I guess, this year is to go ahead and get some health insurance. Because obviously, the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to be.
You know, I thought about it. I looked into it last year.
I looked into it as well last year,
and I looked long and deep. Health insurance, the cheapest I could get, you know, highest premium, not highest premiums, but highest deductibles and all that stuff. I'll tell you what I did, and it's brilliant.
Really?
Brilliant.
That's a shocker. 800-259, something brilliant from Manwich. We'll find out. 800-259-9231, or you can interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. It's literally your show. Take control. Personal, political issues, whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Saturday night. We're here live with you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, want to get a rant off your chest? You got an agenda you want to push? We'll let you do it. We're going to ask you questions, and we'll maybe call you on the carpet. And I'm not going to give you an easy time if we disagree with you, but we won't hang up on you. We won't be rude to you. We just want to understand. That's all. I just want to understand.
I think that the poll that we read last hour proves that we're just the average American. You like Thin Mints.
I love Thin Mints.
I like Samoas. That makes us average Americans.
That's a good point. 1-800-259-9231. So people concerned about health care, people concerned about the size of the government, as they should be, and welfare as well. It all ties in together. We're all heading down the same road, as we made the point last hour. We're heading towards communism. We're heading towards totalitarianism. We're heading towards some bad, bad times in this country. And if something is not done, we are going to be regretting it. So, man, what you were going to
we're talking about insurance. Yeah, we're talking about insurance. And early last year, I had to make some decisions as far as health insurance went. And
you said
I decided,
you were doing some investigating.
Yes, I was investigating. I didn't have any health insurance, and I decided that was my New Year's resolution. I was going to have some. So I looked into all of it, and I can't say that I had a lot of money to work with last year. It's not like it was rolling in or anything like that. And through all my investigation, I found out all the rates and that kind of thing, and you really can't slide by without spending at least, even if your deductibles are are the highest ones you can get, you have to spend at least $150 just to one guy.
Per month?
One guy per month.
And you're 34.
33, I'll be 34 shortly.
Okay.
Well, I got disability insurance. It'll pay me $2,000 a month if I can't work.
Okay.
And they'll just cut me a check. They won't cut it to any medical company or anything like that. And
as long as you can prove you're disabled.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to. It wouldn't be any problem.
What if this is your job, though, sitting here talking? I mean, what do you have to qualify as disabled for to get a check if you're working here with Free
Talk
Live?
Doing your job. If you're not getting a check from your job, I mean, your job just says you're not working.
Got it.
Yeah. So the disability insurance comes in, and you got this $2,000 you can do whatever you want with.
Mm-hmm.
Some
$2,000 a month.
$2,000 a month. So it's not great pay or anything, but it will keep me from my mortgage slipping into arrears, and you know I can pay my light bills and that kind of thing, and then I can figure out what to do about the medical bills later. Now, since then, I've picked up some medical insurance, but at the time, that's what I needed. You know,
that's interesting. Disability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they pay it forever or for a specified period of years after you get disabled? Or, I mean, what if you're disabled for the rest of your life?
They had a specified period of years.
Like 5
you're
years.
Asking me something about that I signed 18 or 12 months ago.
Got it. Oh, that's interesting. So I'm looking into that this year myself. Again, one of the many uninsured individuals in the country. And, you know, the idea is get insured before something tragic happens to you, right?
Sure.
I mean, I'm in good health today, but who's to say I won't get hit by a bus tomorrow? Thank goodness I stay in my house all the time. 800-259-9231. People ask me what I did for New Year's. I said I clean my bathroom. You know, not going to get in any accidents with drunks in my bathroom. Hopefully. 1-800-259-9231. Although around here in the state of Florida, where we do this show from, there have been more than one reports of people barreling through walls and literally running into people's living rooms, etc., with their vehicles.
I've been to your house, but it's not like there's any curves anywhere near your house.
No.
I think that's what kind of gets people. Plus, you have a ditch in front of your house. So if somebody did happen to steer their car towards you,
good point.
They would have to actually get it up the driveway and then towards the front. No.
It takes some effort.
You're pretty safe.
1-800-259-9231. Tell me about the UN. Is that where we're going next?
Yeah, I got a UN
story. Unless you want to interrupt the show, anything goes. Political, personal, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, man, what's going on?
This great article. A debate currently rages about whether Kofi Annan enjoys the moral authority to lead the UN because of the oil for food scandal that happened under his command. The debate is 10 years too late and addresses the wrong subject. The salient indictment of Mr. Annan's leadership is lethal cowardice, not corruption. The evidence is genocide, not oil. But it isn't just the stench of death I remember so vividly. The odor of betrayal also hung heavily. This is written by a gentleman who worked for the UN, and I've condensed it down as much as I can.
Okay.
But because it was a rather long article. But he worked under Kofi Annan for the UN, and he's a flaming liberal, and he thinks that Kofi Annan should go. So it's not just the conservatives.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the UN should go, but that's a whole other issue. Go ahead.
I agree entirely. I think we should just get rid of it entirely. He's in Rwanda. This is not a genocide in which the UN failed to intervene. Most of the UN's armed troops evacuated after the first 2 weeks of the massacres, abandoning vulnerable civilians to their fate, which included literally the worst things that a human being can do to another. It may not have happened. Let's see. It did not have to happen. General Romeo Dallaire, the UN's force commander in Rwanda, sent Mr. Annan a series of desperate faxes, including one warning that the Hutu militias could kill up to 1,000 Tutsis in 20 minutes. and others pleading for the authority to protect vulnerable civilians.
Mm.
But at the crucial moment, Mr. Annan ordered his general to stand down and to vigorously protect not genocide victims assembled in their numbers waiting to die, but the UN's image of impartiality.
Ooh.
Yep. This is peacekeeping, right?
Uh-huh.
We got to be impartial.
Wow.
The outline of this story is well known, but its most important detail is not. Tutsis often gathered in compounds, large church complexes, schools, and even stadiums, where they had assumed that they would be safe based on implicit and sometimes explicit promises of protection by blue-helmeted peacekeepers. The UN's withdrawal was, therefore, not a passive failure to protect.
So let me see if I understand this. The UN's in Rwanda. You've got the Tutsis and the people who are trying to kill them. The what?
Hutus.
The Hutus.
What?
Why did I think you said Tutsis?
Yeah, there's Tutsis and the Hutus.
The Tutsis and the Hutus are trying to kill the Tutsis.
And vice versa.
They're okay, I gotcha. And so the Tutsis are gathering in certain areas where they were told by the UN people on the ground there that they'd be protected.
Right.
Then Kofi Annan, like at the last minute, says, stand down. We don't want you to do anything. You just stand around. You see people getting killed, you just stand there, basically is what he said.
Yep, couldn't touch him.
Okay.
Rwandans still see. Last month I went to a tiny remote village deep in the central Rwanda hills where I met Charles Kaganza, a famous Tutsi survivor who hid in a bell tower of a church full of Tutsis that was bulldozed to the ground, burying victims alive. When I told him I worked for the UN 10 years ago, just after the war, he looked me straight in the eye with his one good eye remaining.
Ooh.
And shot back, "What are you doing here? You had the capacity to save us, but you abandoned us." That's how angry these people are about their UN peacekeepers.
Uh-huh.
Some 3,300 miles away, directly north from Kigali, is the town of Srebrenica, a grim shellpock village on the border of the Republika Srpska in Serbia. A few kilometers down a decrepit road is a sprawling, abandoned battery factory. 10 years ago, thousands of Muslim civilians concentrated here seeking shelter at a UN base, but the Serb militia separated the men from the boys, and their women put them on buses, armed blue-helmeted UN peacekeepers tasked under Mr. Annan's leadership to protect Srebrenica civilians in the UN-declared safe area, watched passively. The women of Srebrenica...
What a shock. What a shock. The UN does nothing. That's pretty much all they do, is nothing, really.
Sure.
I mean, they funnel money, they distribute it to their high-end people.
Sense. It's a purposeless organization.
It absolutely is, and of course it is. It's a bureaucracy. Bureaucracy does nothing. All they do is they suck the money out of legitimate people, and then they distribute it to their friends and their buddies. It's sick. And, of course, people are dying as a result of it. 1-800-259-9231. I'm not suggesting they do anything differently. I'm suggesting we get rid of it. And at least we need to get out
of it.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back. You take control of the show.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit cmineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here until the remainder of the hour, until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. It's live, Saturday night. Happy New Year to you. Coming up this week, of course, we're on as we normally are. This past week, we had one day off due to New Year's Eve. This coming week, we're back to normal, 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening, and also 8 to 10 o'clock, of course, on Saturday nights.
So, if you don't get the program on every night of the week in the station you're listening from, give the program director on that station a call.
Do it. Do it during business hours, of course, and let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 nights per week. The number for us, though, is again 1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. Man, what you're telling us that the UN is basically worthless. You've recounted some stories from a UN bureaucrat, former UN bureaucrat, who worked there a decade or so ago, and apparently at that time there was a conflict in Rwanda. Mm-hmm. It probably still is, for all I know. But the UN peacekeepers were there in force with their blue helmets and their tanks and their guns. And, well, I guess there was some genocide going on in the country. Let me make sure I understand this, right? There was some genocide going on between two different groups, the Tutsis.
And the Hutus.
And the Hutus. And I do like Tutsis. They're very tasty. And apparently they were killing each other, and the UN was originally going to take one side, I guess.
They were going to help people getting slaughtered.
Right. But then the head of the UN, Kofi Annan, said, nah, we need to be impartial. So you just stand and watch as people get their eyes burned out, their guts torn out, they're riddled with bullets, just destroyed, killed, maimed, harmed. You just stand there and you just hold your weapons and don't do a damn thing, basically, is what's happening, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
What's the rest of the story?
Well, the women of Srebrenica, who these men left behind in the graveyard while I was there, ashen white face and gold teeth framed in a traditional black Bosnian headscarf, she moved from tombstone to tombstone, bound in prayer. She told me her name was Magdobla, and she lost six of her men here, husbands, sons, brothers. Mm. The whole family had gathered across the street of the battery factory, assuming the UN soldiers there would protect them. Makes sense, right?
Oops.
Yeah. There's guys, you know, there's Americans, and what were all the different people in Bosnia? I can't even tell you. I know American was in Bosnia.
How do I know?
There's Americans with blue helmets on. They should protect us. Well, her men were put on a bus at the gate of the factory. She never saw them again. Liberal multilateralists on the left, like me, that's the author, not
right.
Myself, because I wouldn't call myself a liberal multilateralist.
Whatever that is.
It's, you know, we need to work together with all the countries of the world.
Got it.
are often skittish about offering too pungent a critique of Mr. Annan because it offers aid and comfort to the enemy, the conservative unilateralist on the right.
Mm.
But if anyone's values have been betrayed in the UN over the past decade, it is those of us who believe the most deeply in the organization's details.
Mm.
Just ask the minimum women of Rwanda and Srebrenica.
Isn't that sad?
So everybody hates Kofi Annan.
Even the liberals.
Even the liberals.
And, of course, the people who are most affected by his policies. He's still the man in charge over there, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Hasn't resigned or anything like that. And, of course,
the funny thing is he doesn't, you know, here's Kofi Annan. He's the leader of the United Nations. Who voted for this guy?
Not a damn soul that I know.
The guys from the United Nations.
Right.
Like, everybody gets
voted
like one
for
vote. Yeah, nobody. They're appointed.
They're appointed.
Yeah.
Right.
This organization doesn't make any sense to me at all. And I'll tell you, I know I've told the story 100 times, but, you know, when I was in New York City and I saw that beautiful, shiny, black 7 Series BMW
right.
from that held the ambassador of Angola with the chauffeur just standing out there, and I realized the people in that country are starving to death.
Mm-hmm. And this guy's driving that.
Rich bureaucrat is being driven around in this shiny, brand-new black BMW.
World government is about the worst it can get. I mean, if you want a comparison, think about this. You've got local government, pretty inefficient. I mean, they get the roads built eventually. They cost, of course, 3 times more than they should. And there's all kinds of boondoggle local programs that go on. Local government's bad enough. But at least you have some modicum of control over it. At least you can go to the town meetings and stand in front of your local government and let them know. Give them a piece of your mind. You can do that with local government.
Yeah.
State government, it's a little bit more out of your hands. You've got to elect a representative to go up to state government. Of course, the more power that we are offering people, the more likely it is to attract the easily corruptible or the already corrupt. So you've got more corrupt people at the state government. So as they always do, they create more laws, more regulations. They strangle the economy a little bit more than local government does. And then you move up another level to federal government, where there's no way you're ever going to get in front of the federal Congress and let them know what you think about the job that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky if your federal representative will even listen to you and not send you back a form letter if you send him or her some sort of a communication. So the level of control at the federal level is virtually non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are the most despotic group. They control this. As we said earlier, they pass 70,000 pages worth of laws every year into the Federal Register. All of that is literally clamping down on the United States economy.
70,000 pages of laws that George Bush didn't veto a single one of them.
Yep, George Bush, of course, signs every single one of them. And then if you think the federal government is too big and too oppressive, what in the hell do you think any world government is going to do? You'll never be able to get to have any effect on the UN. And in fact, the other countries will have an effect on you. How are you going to feel when the blue-helmeted troops are standing around our streets helping enforce martial law against the United States because we have a terrorist problem here, and the UN has deemed that they're going to help us out with our terrorist problem and send some of their troops over here because, well, I mean, our troops are certainly spread around the world, so we can't have our own military in our own streets, so maybe it will end up being the UN that creates roadblocks in this country. The UN is something that a free nation does not belong in. The UN is nothing but the biggest possible bloated, most ugly bureaucracy you can imagine. It's the most worthless thing, as we made the point, they do nothing. I mean, even when there's violence, can you imagine being one of those UN troops? Even
yeah.
if you're a nice guy when it comes to living at home with your friends and your family and you help your neighbors out down the street, when you're on the job as a UN bureaucrat, it's your job to stand there and do nothing. That's your job. People being slaughtered in front of you, and if you step out of line, you'll get fired. You won't collect your pretty little UN paycheck anymore. That's why those guys didn't do anything, because they're professional bureaucrats.
Not to mention the fact that the commanding officer would probably just have you shot on the spot.
Could be. Professional do-nothings is what these people are. Do you think we should be in the UN? I want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. 9231. Otherwise, we are going to hear in the remaining moments of the show. And by the way, the Girl Scout cookie, quick update here. Went to it during the break. It looks like Thin Mints are still in the lead, but they've gone up. since you reported it last hour.
Jeez. I'm pushing this. This poll's going off the charts because of me.
Well, the Free Talk Live listeners are obviously chiming in here. 42% of America now registering Thin Mints as their favorite Girl Scout cookie. Anyway, we're going to come
up
back.
From 39%.
That's right. We're going to come back with more, and this time we'll talk a little bit more about somewhere the UN was, I guess, Iraq, and what's going on there, and why maybe it really is a little bit more like Vietnam than you might have thought. You might be surprised about this. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to chime in and interrupt the show, you can take control, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the show that you can literally take control of. Whether it be political or personal, anything that's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And talk. We just finished up a conversation about the UN and how it's pretty much worthless. There's really no reason whatsoever for a free nation to be involved in such a group of thugs. I mean, our federal government's and we got enough thugs in Washington, D.C. to deal with. We don't want to have to deal with the UN. Thank you very much. Of course, the UN Oil for Food Program, which has been of much controversy recently, had to do with one country in particular, Iraq. And, well, leads me into this particular article, which came as a bit of a shock to me, although it makes perfect sense once you think about it. There have been plenty of people who've been making the allegation that Iraq is Vietnam all over again, except without the North Vietnamese army, basically. And, of course, the government has been denying. Oh, no. As a matter of fact, the Center for Strategic budgetary assessments last July downplayed the intensity of the Iraq war on this basis, saying that, quote, it would take over 73 years for U.S. forces to incur the level of combat deaths suffered in the Vietnam War.
Okay.
And as you know, we've had over 1,000 deaths.
So they're saying that Vietnam's significantly more fatal than Iraq.
That is what they're saying. And what they're saying is being, if the government organization, as usual, they're being more than a little bit dishonest. This particular guy who's writing this article from MSNSlate.com, I won't get into all the details, but basically what he says is that these days medical technology is a little bit better than it was 30 years ago when we were in Vietnam. And the people who are putting together the statistics today, as well as the people who are reporting the statistics, fail every single time to factor this into the equation.
Mm-hmm.
They just the people who are reporting just simply restate the government statistics.
Right.
Government says the 1,000-something people are dead, then that must mean that's all. End of story.
Right.
Well, as a matter of fact, let me see if I can pull this out here. Constant dollars. The murder rate was... Okay. Lethality of wounds rate. In World War II, 30% of wounds proved deadly. In Korea, Vietnam, and the first Gulf War, this rate hovered between 24% and 25%. So, an increase since World War... a decrease, rather, since World War II. But due to better medical technology, doctrinal changes that push surgical teams closer to the front lines, and individual armor protection for soldiers, this rate has dropped to 10%. So 10% of the wounds that the military men, that the soldiers on the ground receive, prove fatal these days.
Okay.
That's a huge decrease.
That's great.
That's great. Yeah, good news. More guys survive combat these days. For operation
parts of them, at least.
And that's for all wounds. For serious wounds that keep a soldier away for duty for more than 72 hours, the mortality rate is now 16%.
Okay.
Simply, a soldier was nearly 1.5 times more likely to die from his wounds in Vietnam than in Iraq today.
How much more? 1.5?
1.5 times. So, okay. Not quite 2 times. Not quite twice as likely. But a good chunk more likely to die in Vietnam. Now, this disparity between the lethal wound rates has profound implications. Analogy is a powerful tool for perspective, and Vietnam still reverberates. In 1966, for example, 5,008 U.S. servicemen were killed in action in Vietnam. Another 1,045 died of non-hostile wounds, which is 17% of the total fatalities. Since January 1st of 2004, so the year of 2004, 754 U.S. servicemen and women have been killed in action, and more than 142 soldiers died in non-hostile mishaps. Now, applying Vietnam's lethality rate, 25%, to the total number of soldiers killed in action this year brings the killed in action total up to 1,131. Now, he goes on into some other areas where we can further balance the scale, but the most telling is this, the hue comparison. In hue, Vietnam, three Marine battalions, approximately 3,000 men, plunged into a vicious house-to-house fight with 12,000 North Vietnamese, ultimately routing them after suffering harsh losses. In April 2004, three Marine battalions, just like in Hue, three Marine battalions attacked several thousand terrorists in Fallujah and were days away from taking the city when the White House called off the attack. In November, three new Marine battalions joined two Army mechanized infantry battalions in a sweeping attack to retake the city. We all know about what happened in Fallujah.
Mm-hmm.
They succeeded, although outbreaks of fighting continue, while the North Vietnamese fought a coordinated defensive battle for the Hue city until they were annihilated. The terrorists in Fallujah fought in small packs, and they still are, hiding amongst the tens of thousands of structures in the city of mosques. So you've got the kind of communist way of fighting. They've got organization, central organization, and then the Fallujah insurgents, which are just random, sporadic, anywhere. In the tens of thousands of structures, in the three-week battle for Hue, 147 Marines were killed, and 857 were wounded.
Okay.
In the twin battles for Fallujah, more than 104 soldiers and Marines have been killed, and more than 1,100 wounded in a battle that will continue to take lives. Like the three Marines who encountered yet another pocket of fighters last week. Now, Hue and Fallujah provide one of the best generational comparisons of combat because both battles unfolded similarly. It's not fair to compare both wars because we haven't had, you know, jungle fights or anything like that in Iraq. So we're comparing two city conflicts, basically, with similar amounts of troops involved.
Without controlling for any of the advances in medical technology, medical evacuation, body armor, or military technology, U.S. losses in Fallujah almost equal those of Pew without even adjusting. If you factor in the improvements in medical technology alone, then the fight for Fallujah was just as costly, or maybe more so, as that for Pew, as measured by the number of mortal wounds sustained by U.S. troops. 1-800-259-9231.
Quagmire!
There's a little bit more to this, not much, but fascinating. 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Just enough time to slip your call in if you want to make it and bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, Happy New Year once again, in case you didn't hear us wish you that earlier. It is the first of the year. We're actually here live on a Saturday night, as we are every week, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening, as well as the Saturday night show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
We've got to be the hardest working guys in radio.
We are indeed, and someday we shall be rewarded, my friend.
talking about
the situation in Iraq, just a recap for you real quick here. There's an ex-military type who's really done some number crunching. He's determined that in 1968, 1969, Vietnam, medical technology just wasn't quite what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, 25% of people who suffered mortal wounds or very serious wounds died from them.
Today, only 10% from the same wounds die. Mm-hmm. So we've had some significant increases in medical technology, and there's some other things that factor in as well, but basically our troops have a better chance of surviving a gunshot wound or a shrapnel wound or whatever they can incur in the field.
The body armor has to help with that.
And that's another thing that factors in as well. We are better armored today. So there's all kinds of factors that go into it. And he compares two different conflicts, the Hue conflict in Vietnam and the Fallujah conflict in Iraq from this past year. Because instead, it's not fair to compare Vietnam with Iraq. Vietnam is not Iraq. Vietnam is jungles, and there's the NVA, and there are a bunch of communists, and in Iraq, it's a bunch of groups of insurgents that just kind of hit and run. So the battle is a little bit different. But you can compare the two cities and the city battles, and this guy found that if you adjust the numbers, we actually may have lost more guys, more of our troops in the Fallujah conflict than we did in Hue. So therefore, meaning that this Iraqi conflict could be as lethal, if not more so, than the Vietnam conflict.
One thing I would say about a telling thing about the Vietnam conflict is we didn't leave until we flew the airplanes out. You know, until we all jumped in the helicopters and got out. That's when we lost. I mean, we were winning up to that point. It was just a war that wasn't worth fighting. Americans weren't behind it. And I'd say they're less every day. They're less and less behind the Iraq war.
I think you're right about that. Well, as more people die, more Americans will become less behind it. And just to wrap this up here, this gentleman says that today's fighting in Iraq, by these calculations, may actually be more lethal than the street fighting in Vietnam, should not be taken lightly. Vietnam was marked by long periods of well-fought, sustained combat, but little perceptible gain. Volunteers outnumbered conscripts by a 9-to-1 ratio in the units that saw combat during the early days. So, basically, he's suggesting that the troops are better trained early on in Vietnam.
Right.
I mean, later on, we got slaughtered more in Vietnam because that's when the conscripts started coming in.
Sure, they had to go fight.
And, so, at first, they enjoyed the support of the country that believed in their cause, but as the burden widened and deepened, and conscripts did more of the fighting and dying, this country's faith evaporated. Today's burden is not wide, but it is deep. I just think that is very telling. For all of those of you out there who don't think that we're involved in a quagmire situation.
It's good advice for George Bush. Get us out of there before...
Get us out. Get our boys and girls.
Americans demand that they get us out.
Yeah, bring our boys and girls home. Let them live their lives. Let them enjoy their life.
Everybody who dies over there is for a worthless cause.
Dying in dust over there. Just like it was in Vietnam. It was worthless there, too. We're going to be back Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern. In the meantime, log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
If you're